Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with Matthew Glandorf, Artistic Director of the Philadelphia Bach Festival and Choral Arts Philadelphia, in advance of a performance of Bach's complete Christmas oratorio. We talked about the origins of this unusual work.
Basically, in the liturgical calendar, there are 12 days of Christmas. And out of that, there are six major feasts. So there would be Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's, Feast of the Circumcision, ending with the Feast of the Epiphany, which is January the 6th. So those are the 12 days of Christmas and the major feasts on which they fall. Bach would have, because they were all major feasts, would have provided cantatas for all of them. And in one year, he somehow or other got the idea, it was 1734, he got the idea to write essentially a cantata cycle that would all sort of relate these stories. So what makes it an oratorio versus a cantata is that there is now an evangelist. So there is a singer who narrates the Christmas story as it relates to each of the festivals. So in the way it would have originally been performed, it would have been done on the at the various church services on the feast days on over the 12 days of Christmas, which is certainly the easier way to do it from a performing standpoint. In modern times, the idea of trying to, over the Christmas break, to try to get musicians, orchestra, and audience to come out for six separate cantata performances, obviously, that's not in our culture anymore. So the tradition has been, therefore, to either perform either a cantata or maybe the first three cantatas or the last three. But I think you lose something that way. I think that the whole narrative makes much more sense if you hear it in one go. And so we're very pleased that this is the second time that we're performing the complete Christmas oratorio. And we're doing it sort of smack in the middle. We're going to do it on New Year's Eve, you know, when people traditionally have time off. And we're going to do it in the middle of the afternoon. The thing about the Christmas oratorio that's also hard in terms of performing it is because it's not really one piece. It's six pieces that forms a whole. So the orchestration for every single cantata is different. So, for example, cantatas 1, 3, and 6 have trumpets and timpani. Cantata 2 has four oboes or oboists and playing various instruments, oboes toccata and, you know, oboes d'amore. Cantata 4 has two horn players, and that's the only appearance they make. they suddenly, these horn players are there, and then that's enough of that. Okay, I mean, you just realize he's using the resources that he had available on any given day. The flutes play in the first three cantatas, and then they disappear for the last three. So every orchestra is different for each of the six cantatas. So you have to really, really be careful about how you schedule the rehearsal time for that.
What do you learn from performing it this way, and what does it say about Bach's life at that time?
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting that he decides to take this project on. Unfortunately, the man frustratingly wrote nothing about A, music, and B, didn't really reveal, he never kept a diary or revealed anything about what his thought process was. So it is sort of interesting that he makes a go of it in the 1730s. And when we start to see that he becomes interested in other things, for example, he's taken on the Collegium Musicum, which was the student orchestra, because he realizes, first of all, he can perform all his the secular stuff in a much more relaxed environment. And probably in the process, he's able to draw the students in to perform his cantatas, you know, in the St. Thomas Church. So why he does this is a little bit of a mystery. I mean, and why he calls it an oratorio when it was clearly the six cantatas for the major feasts of Christmas. Every cantata, I think, stands on its own beautifully as a separate work. But to hear the whole narrative, I mean, to hear the whole story, basically have essentially to be able to celebrate, you know, the 12 days of Christmas essentially in one three-hour performance is just very unique.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.